ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभाउ निरवैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभाउ निरवैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभाउ निरवैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभाउ निरवैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निरभाउ निरवैर अकाल मूरत अजूनी सैभं गुर प्रसाद जप आदि सच जुगाद सच है भी सच नानक होसी भी सच वाहे गुरु
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 किस करम न जाना नाहिन निर्मल करनी साध संगत कै अंचल लावहो विखम नदी जाय तरनी ज्ञान ध्यान किस करम न जाना सार न जाना तेरी सब ते वड्डा सतगुर नानक जिन कल राखी मेरी तेरे जोर मैं गुंगा कहता हूँ तेरा सदका तेरी शरण
सतनाम श्री वाहिगुरु साहिब जी फालगुन आनंद उपार जना हर सज्जन प्रगटे आए संत सहाई राम के कर कृपा दिया मिलाए सेज सुहावी सर्ब सुख हुन दुखा नाही जाए इच्छ पुन्नी वडभागणी वर पाया हर राए मिल सहिया मंगल गावही गीत गोविंद अलाए हर जेहा अवर न दिसई कोई दूजा लवै ना लाए हालत पालत सवारऊन निहचल दित्यन जाए संसार सागर ते रखेन बहुड़ ना जनमै ताए जिहवा एक अनेक गुण तरे नानक चरणी पाए फालगुन नित सलाहिया जिसनो तिल नात माए फालगुन आनंद उपार जना हर सज्जन प्रगटे आए
वाहिगुरु जी का खालसा वाहिगुरु जी की फतेह धन धन सतगुरु पतित पावन भगत वत्सल कृपा दे खजाने जोत रूप धन श्री गुरु ग्रंथ साहिब जी दी साजी निवाजी गुरु खालसा साध संगत वी आर ब्लेस्ड टू बी गैदर्ड हियर टुडे ऑन अ संडे morning divan where we usually come to the gurdwara and we've been sat in the sadh sangat We've listened to the vichara of Gyani Balraj Singh Ji, who has shared Guru Sahib Ji's Upadesh with us. And just like every Sunday, we are here in the Sharan, in the sanctuary of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. In the old times, in India, the Sadh Sangat, or the Sangat of that country, used to gather together on a monthly basis, just like we in this country gather together most generally on a Sunday. And on a monthly basis, at the start of every month, the Sangat of the Hindu faith even still gather together. In the times of the Gurus, the Sangat would generally, the Sikh Sangat would generally still go to those old places of worship at the start of every month. And then Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, and then Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, the first Guru of the Sikhs and the fifth Guru of the Sikhs, have given us this Bani of Baramaha. Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji first, and then Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji second. And on the start of every month, the Sangat started to gather together in the Guru Ghars, in the sanctuary of the Gurus, and listen to the teachings and the message for that month. In some ways, it wasn't that we believe in that day to be so something special. It was a way to bring the Sangat together so they could sing the praises of the Lord. Just like we do nowadays, we generally come to the Gurdwara on a Sunday. Doesn't mean that Sunday is the only spiritual day. Sunday is the only day we can find God. Because for a Gursikh, not just every day, every hour, every minute, every second is a special time where we can join with Waheguru and sing their praises. So the months go from the middle of an English month to the middle of the next English month. And we've reached from the middle of February to the middle of March, the last month in this part of Baramaha, and we know that month as Fagan. In Gurbani, Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji has given it the name of Falgun. And just like in language, words change over time, I suppose the word Falgun to describe this month has changed over time, and now we know it as Fagan. And like I said, it starts in the middle of February, just started a few days ago, and it will go all the way until the middle of March when the new year or the calendar starts over again. Now in this month of Falgun, if we take the meaning of Falgun first of all, we can split that into two words, Fal and Gun. Gun meaning characteristics or qualities. The qualities in this month that a Sikh should try again are the qualities which are going to bring us closer to God. Which are those qualities? Sat, Santokh, Daya, Dharam, Nimrata, Tiraj, truth. Sat, Santokh, being content. Daya, having compassion. Dharam, having faith. Tiraj, having patience. Having Nimrata, developing humbleness. And if we develop those qualities in this month, then we get given that fal, that blessing of Gyan, of knowledge. We get given that blessing of knowledge of what we're actually here in this world to do. What we are here to do is break free from the 8.4 million lives that have been created by Waheguru. Break free from those, and so we can join with Waheguru again. The only way to break free from those 8.4 million lives is through the Shabad and through the teachings of the everlasting Guru, the embodiment of the 10 Gurus that we have came down into this world, the embodiment of Waheguru themselves on this earth, than Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And so Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji is now going to give us the teachings for this month, so hopefully we can put them into our lives and think about what message Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji has given us.
Satnam Sri Waheguru Sahib Ji Phalguna Anand Upar Jana Har Sajjana Pragate Aaye.
In this month of Phalgun, Anand Upar Jana. Anand means bliss. Upar Jana means to be born. So bliss comes to those people who Har Sajjana Pragate Aaye. Those people who have gained, who their friend, Sajjan meaning friend, Har meaning Waheguru, their friend Waheguru, if those people who Waheguru come to, they are the only people in this month to have bliss, to be sukhi, to be shant. What type of bliss can we have? There are two types of bliss, two types of anand. A Gursikh who is completely connected to Waheguru has the type of anand which is constant.
other Guru Sikhs or Sikhs, when they come to the Gurdwara, when they sing the praises of Waheguru, when they do paath, when they partake in kirtan, when they do naam simran, they get a type of bliss as well. It's called Pajna Anand. And that can be described as, if you imagine a gutter, when it rains, the gutter fills up and it stays filled with water while it is raining. And the gutter just streams that water out where it needs to go. But when it stops raining, that gutter empties. So that water doesn't stay in that gutter. So we can think of that kind of anand is, while we're in the sanctuary of the Guru, while we're doing Sangat, while we're doing Paath, then we do get enjoyment, we do get bliss, but that bliss goes away after we stop. But then some of us are not blessed enough to have any bliss, because you can think of that gutter being blocked up and that water doesn't even reach inside and it overflows and it goes elsewhere. What type of people have we become in this world? We were born into this world to come and sing the praises of Waheguru so we can break free from the 8.4 million lives. What we have been caught up in is our personal lives, our materialistic lives, lives to develop ourselves, maybe financially, materialistically, and we've broken away, we've gone away from the teachings of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, the teachings found in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. We have lost our way and we are now being driven by society. We are now being led by society. We do come to the sanctuary of the Guru, but maybe we're like that gutter which is blocked up. So even though it rains upon us, because our gutter is blocked, that water doesn't go inside that gutter, so we don't take that bliss. So in some ways, our sajjan, our friend, who is here to actually take us by the hand and take us out of this birth and death life cycle, in fact, we don't take their hand. Their hand is offered to us like it's offered to us now. We're sat in their sanctuary, but we don't take that hand. And because we don't take that hand, we don't gain that bliss that should come in this month of Falgun.
Sant Sahai Ram ke kar kirpa diya milaye.
How do we take their hand then? So if we've come to the sanctuary of the Guru, we're here today, we're listening to his teachings, we're singing his praises. How can we be blessed? Kar kirpa diya milaye. How can we find him? What blessings do we need? Who gives us those blessings? Those blessings are given to us by the Sadh Sangat, Sant Sahai Ram ke. They are Sahayaka, they are our friends, they are the people who are going to take us and join us with Waheguru. We come to the Sadh Sangat and we come to listen to the teachings. So how is the Sadh Sangat going to help us? Well, the Sadh Sangat is going to help us because as we sit here listening to the teachings, we look around us, we see others singing the praises, so we shouldn't be shy to sing the praises. We see other people who have developed spiritually, we hear the Granthis, the Gyanis who come and share the teachings of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So they help us by if we put those teachings into our lives. But most of all, we hear the true teachings of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. What are those true teachings? Well, we've come to this world, and if we want to develop spiritually, spirituality is split over three stages. And the first stage is actually listening to the teachings. If we don't listen to the teachings, we are never going to know what they are about. We've got to listen and then gain to understand the teachings. Understand the teachings that Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is giving us. So what are those teachings that the Gurus have given us? The first teaching that Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji brought to us are the very basic teachings were Naam Japana, Vandake Shakana, Kirt Karni. Repeating the name of the Lord, Vandake Shakana, sharing with others, and Kirt Karni, work an honest and live an honest life. If we think about our own lives, how much of those do we do? Because if we're to share with others, we must have compassion. We should have daya, we should have compassion for others. We shouldn't have jealousy for others. We shouldn't look at others and think badly about others. It's easy to say that I am honest within, but actually, how much honest are we within? When we look at somebody who seems to be a little bit better than us materialistically, we generally have bad thoughts about them. We don't want them to get better. We want ourselves to be always better than them. And then, do we live honest lives? When we work and we live in our day-to-day lives, how honest actually are we? It's one thing to speak truth, but it's actually bigger to actually live truth. How much truth do we live? And then Naam Japana is the repetition of the name of Waheguru. And that can be through the name as simply as Waheguru, that can be in the form of Mool Mantar, or that can be in the form of any Gurbani. Reading Japji Sahib, reading Sukhmani Sahib, reading any Gurbani. But then, as the teachings developed to our 10th Guru, Dan Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji, the teachings we got given by them, when they formalized all the teachings of the 10 Gurus and created the Khalsa Panth in 1699. So to help us develop spiritually, they have actually set up a system for us to be able to develop spiritually. They have given us the Panchakakar. Now each of the Panchakakar are there, not necessarily just for physical reasons, not just we wear them to show, but those Panchakakar are also there for spiritual reasons. Because to develop spiritually, the panch chor that are within inside of us, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, ahankar, we need to repeat the name and do seva, but also we need help in controlling those panch chor, so they don't control us, in fact we control them. Our panch kakar, starting with the kashera, helps us fight against kaam. Our kada helps us fight against greed. Our karpan helps us fight against anger. Our kanga helps us fight against attachment, and jere sade kes ne, our case helps us fight against hankar. Because we have case, and we're not supposed to do biadri of our case from the bottom of our toes to the top of our heads. We are not supposed to cut, we are not supposed to wax, we are not supposed to colour, we are supposed to leave them in the form that Waheguru gives them to us. And because we are in that way, we are very, very different from the rest of the world. And because we are very different from the rest of the world looks upon us very differently. And because they look upon us very differently, and generally in the world, it's the nature of the modern times that, like I said, there's a lot of jealousy in the world. There's a lot of trying to get better than everybody. Because they look upon us differently in the world, it helps keep us humble. So actually, in some ways, over time, sometimes some of us with this form have become egotistical. Actually, they're a way to keep us humble. So the panch kakar have been given it to us to help fight against those panch jor. They're not just being given. I mean, just going off on a tangent for a second, some people say, the karpan is not for the modern age. But actually, all these kakar are here for eternity. They are here for every age. At the same time, they've given us the char bajrakrets to stay away from. They've told us to stay away from any type of intoxicant, whether that's tobacco, originally in that form, Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji told us, but any intoxicant such as alcohol, such as any other type of drugs, because what they do is they take control of our mind, and in fact, we don't control ourselves anymore. Now, if you ask a child a question, I'm actually a school teacher, when I ask a children at school, let's say I'm speaking to them, and sometimes the children say to the teachers that we don't have to listen to you as teachers, we're our own people. The next question I might ask them is, would you always want to be in control of yourselves? So you are in control of yourselves and you'd always be in control, you know what you do all the time? And they go, yeah. I ask them, well, what about the alcohol you drink, the drugs you take? Because actually, if you're saying to me as a teacher that you don't want to be under my control or anybody else's control, then actually, why are you in the control of alcohol? Why are you under the control of the drugs, of the tobacco? Because they, when taking those, they actually take our mind away from controlling ourselves, and actually they control us. And from those, many issues develop in houses, abuse in houses, within families, and abuse within ourselves. And it actually leads to a lot of depression, because we feel that they save us from depression. But actually, they give us depression because they may take our mind off everything for that instant. But after being on those intoxicants, we get even more depressed because it hasn't solved our problems. So the first Vajragrad is intoxicants. And that is something to keep us. We are told to refrain from those because it actually keeps us control of ourselves rather than being under the control of them. The next Vajragrad is the cutting of our case. And I've already mentioned about that the case is described in the Gurukar as Guru Di Mor. It's the stamp of the Guru, it's the stamp of a Sikh. And as soon as we lose our case, we lose that stamp, we lose that protection. Now, again, we may have all heard the stories from the Bible about Samson and how his power were in his case. Well, actually, the power of a Gursikh, the internal spiritual power, is contained within the case. And without our case, our spirituality doesn't become as powerful. And it is with grace that we remain all powerful to be able to fight from the attacks of the Panchjor. The next is staying away from meat, because even though the world is created, and some would say that God created animals for us to eat, but on the path of spirituality, because of what those actions that the animals have done, when we eat them, those actions come onto us. So the karam we do, our actions as we're living in this world, we do many actions and they become collected, and that's what we're accounted for. By eating animals, we're actually taking on all their actions. So as well as paying for the deeds we have done, we have to pay for the deeds those animals have done. And the final badr qiraat is called haram. Haram is being, we're not allowed to be disrespectful to our spouse, our wife, or our husband. We are to remain faithful, whether we're in marriage or whether we're out of marriage. We have to see elders as our parents, people of the same age as our brothers and sisters, and younger than us as our sons and daughters. And as this world develops in Kaljug, we see many stories on the news about people, you know, being unfaithful to even children nowadays. And in our families, we would hate for anybody to be like that with anybody in our family, our own sons and daughters, our own, you know, brothers and sisters or spouse or our parents. So if we would hate other people to do it in our family, maybe we should refrain from doing it to others, because obviously goodness starts in ourselves. So there are the char bajr qiraats. And then obviously Guru Sahib Ji gives us the hukam to read the seven barnis. Javji Sahib, Jab Sahib, Savaiye, Chaupi Sahib and Anand Sahib. In the evening, Rehra Sahib, and before we go to sleep, Kirtan Sohila. Now, each one of those barnis have a different mahatam, have a different message to give. And very simply, if I just explain the Panj Bani in the morning, Javji Sahib gives us Gyan, Brahm Gyan, knowledge. And it gives us knowledge to sing the praises of Waheguru. So then we move on to Jab Sahib and we do sing the praises of Waheguru. When we start singing the praises of Waheguru, we start learning about different pakhand, about different things that go on in this world. And we get Bairag. Bairag, we get the longingness of trying to be one with Waheguru. And so we read Tue Prasad Savaiye, which actually develops that Bairag, and it actually keeps us away from this bakhand, this falseness in the world. But as that falseness is going on, it becomes very difficult to live in the world, so we need protection. And when we want protection, we read Chaupi Sahib, because that gives us that protection that we're looked after throughout that day before the next day. And then when we get protected, nothing can affect us all through the day, and all we are then left with is Ananda, the bliss that we can gain in this month. But then by reading Ananda Sahib, we gain that bliss. So actually Guru Sahib Ji set up a system where we are saved from absolutely everything. He's given us an easy way to break free from this cycle of 8.4 million lives where we have to come back and forth. Now it's easy to think, well, this is what everybody tells us. But actually, when I'm going to die, I'm just going to die, so I might as well enjoy my life. The difficulty is, because of all the karams, all those actions that we've ever done through our previous lives, we have forgotten actually about what we are here to do. We've collected, our actions that we do day to day become collected. They get collected and put together. And then when we come into a new life, a handful of those, let's say, come out and come with us. And we have to face and pay for those deeds that we've done in previous lives. At the same time, having all those hundreds and millions and thousands of actions that we still haven't paid for. And what coming on the path of Gursikhi does actually burns away all those actions. So sometimes we feel, you know, sada mara hoya, you know, we've lost a lot of money, or something happens, or somebody passes away in our family. Sometimes even when positive things happen, we get excited. When we feel negative things have happened, we get really down and we start blaming God. But actually, we are reaping what we have sown, not just in this life, but in previous lives. So actually the blame is on ourselves. And what we need to do is wake from that and realize whatever has happened has happened. We've still got an opportunity. We should look forward. We should look forward, and whatever's going to happen now, we should make sure our future is right. And the only way to make that right is coming on the path of the Guru. When we come on the path of the Guru, like I've explained, we will be protected by the nitname we do, by the panchakakar we wear, and by the bajr kratan we stay away from. And when we're protected, we then can burn away all those actions that we have done, that we have collected, and any actions that we do don't affect us, and we are then free to break free from this cycle. Because when the day of judgment comes, when we all leave this world, because everybody has to pass, when we all leave this world, we'll realize that we've wasted this opportunity. We've been given this human form ਗੁਰ ਸੇਵਾ ਤੇ ਭਗਤ ਕਮਾਈ ਤਬ ਇਹ ਮਾਨਸ ਦੇਹੀ ਪਾਈ ਵੀ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਗਿਵਨ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਫਾਰਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਪੋਜ਼ਿਟਿਵ ਇਨ ਆਵਰ ਪ੍ਰੀਵੀਅਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਡਨ ਸਮ ਸੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਸੇਵਾ ਸਮ ਸੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਆਫ ਅ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਫ ਅ ਟਰੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਬੀਨ ਗਿਵਨ ਦਿਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਈਵਨ ਬੈਟਰ ਸਟਿਲ ਐਸ ਸਿੱਖਸ no matter which level of spirituality we are at, we've been given an even better opportunity because we're in the sanctuary of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Now to us, as we come here on a daily or a weekly basis, sometimes, even myself, in my mind, what do we see in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji? We probably see a load of scriptures put together. We don't give them the respect that they are. Who is Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji? Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is God themselves on this earth. Because the Gurus told us so. Waho waho bani nirankar hai tis jevad avarna koi. There is no body on the level of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Because that Gurbani is God themselves. It's the only way to find God on this earth is through the teachings of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. First step is to come to the Sangat. The second step is to then listen to those teachings. When we listen to those teachings, we will start understanding those teachings, and when we start understanding them, we will start believing in those teachings. And the second stage of spirituality is believing. Because before you act on anything, you have to believe in it. And because we come here and we come to the Sadh Sangat, as this Pankti is telling us, Santa Sahai Ramake, the Sangat here, by listening to the teachings, we will learn what those teachings mean. And from learning what they mean, we will then start the third stage, which is acting on those teachings, following those teachings. And when we start following those teachings, we will then become one with Waheguru. We'll break all those karam and we'll become one with Waheguru. Now, just one other point on this whole issue. Sometimes it's very easy for us to say, well, I do a lot of baat. Because some of us probably do. But we find it difficult to take the next step and take on those panchakakar and formalize those by taking amrit. And we say, well, I can't keep my hair. I can't wear a kirpan. It's okha to wear a kashara. I don't know what to do with my kanga. But actually, if we think of a bird needs two wings to fly. And if we cut one of those wings, doesn't matter how strong that wing is, how powerful one wing is, a bird does not fly with one wing. And in the same way of Guru Sikhi, Guru Sahib Ji has given us Bani and Bana. He's given us two wings. If it doesn't matter how strong one of those wings are, doesn't matter how much part we do, how much seva we do, if we don't take on the second wing, we won't be able to fly anywhere. We'll jump about, we may go make a few steps, but ultimately we will not be able to fly. So it's very important that we think in our lives, it may not happen overnight, but always in our mind we should have that thought that we want to make those two wings, and then when we have those two wings, we want to make them as strong as possible so we can fly the furthest and the closest, so we can become one with Waheguru. So Guru Sahib Ji is telling us in this month, how do we find God? How does our friend Waheguru, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, come to us and give us that bliss? We can get that help from the Sadh Sangat by coming to the Gurdwara more often than not. Not just on a Sunday, not just every month, but maybe every day. And if we can't come every day, maybe we should remember Waheguru, like Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji told us, Naam Japna. We should remember Waheguru with every breath. We should think about Waheguru with every breath. And at the same time, we should serve His creation with every breath by doing the seva of the Sadh Sangat. And through the blessings, kirpa diya milai, we will be blessed. And then we will find that way which will take us out of society and join us with Waheguru.
ਸੇਜ ਸੁਹਾਵੀ ਸਰਬ ਸੁਖ ਹੁਣ ਦੁੱਖਾ ਨਾਹੀਂ ਜਾਏ
ਸੇਜ ਸੁਹਾਵੀ ਸਰਬ ਸੁਖ ਮੀਨਸ ਆਲ ਦ ਸੁਖ ਆਲ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਸੇਜ ਸੁਹਾਵੀ ਸੇਜ ਮੀਨਸ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਮੀਨਸ ਅ ਬੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਥਿੰਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਲਾਰਡ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਬੈਡ ਔਰ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਹੋਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਡ ਇਨ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਐਜ਼ ਦ ਵਾਈਵਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਲਾਰਡ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਇਮੈਜਿਨ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਆਵਰ ਹਾਊਸ We gain sarb sukh, we gain all the pleasures, we even gain materialistic pleasures. Now I've talked about spirituality, but even we've questioned coming to Waheguru's path because we think to ourselves, I've got to make something in this life, I've got to make some money. We start thinking about our children, I've got to make something positive for our children. I've worked hard, we've come to this country, our generation, the first generation came to this country and we followed them and then we worked hard. And everybody probably does work hard. Everybody's worked hard because they've thought about their families. They not only think about their families in this country, but they've also had a responsibility about their families in India. So they've worked very, very hard. So what we did when we came to this country, we put Sikhi and spirituality to the side. Because our first priority was thinking about our families becoming settled, becoming good members of the community. And over the last 30, 40, 50 years, our community has done that. We've all become good people. We've all settled in this country, and we've all set up everything for our families. But I'm going to give you an example of not a Sikh, of a Muslim. Because Guru's teachings, if you stick with Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, he does not only help you spiritually, he does not only take you out of the 8.4 million lives, he also helps you materialistically. He also sorts everything out worldly. So when we've put Guru Sahib Ji to the side, focusing on one thing, actually we should have kept Guru Sahib Ji with us, and both things would have come to us. Not only would have we developed materialistically, as we may have done, but we would also have developed spiritually. So everything, sarbasukh, we would have gained all the pleasures. A previous president of Pakistan, his name was Ayub Khan. And when he was a child, he used to go to the mosque to learn their prayers. And every day he used to get beat by the Maulvi at the mosque. Every day. On the way to the mosque, what he would do, certain days he would hide and he would not go to his school or the mosque where he was going to learn, because he knew he was going to get beaten with a cane. On the way to that mosque was a Gurdwara. And every so often he would hide in the Gurdwara. Now the Granthi Singh of the Gurdwara saw him doing that, and he knew him because they were from the same area there. And he would say, "What are you hiding here for?" Ayub Khan used to say, "Well, when I go to that mosque, I always get beaten by a cane, and I don't want to get beaten by a cane." And the Granthi Singh said, "I'll give you something that you'll never ever get beaten by a cane with." And he says, "Tell me what it is." And the Granthi Singh shared the Mool Mantra of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, the Bani that we recited at the start of this. And he says, "If you recite this every day, you'll never be beaten by a cane, ever." That day, the Granthi Singh sent him to school, and even though he was late, all the way he recited the Mool Mantra. And when he reached the school, he was not beaten. Actually, the Maulvi treated him with happiness. He treated him with respect. On the way home, he went and thanked the Granthi Singh, and he said, "Thank you very much." And the Granthi Singh said, "This Mool Mantra that I've given you of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, this will not only help you here, it will always help you, and it will always help you develop." Ayub Khan became the president of Pakistan. And one day, about 15 years ago, when the borders were opened and the Sikhs started traveling from India to Pakistan again to do Yatra of the Gurukar, some of the Sikhs actually visited the president's home. And on his fireplace, he had a picture. Now, in our fireplaces, some of us have pictures of the gurus, some of us have pictures of our families, and some of us have pictures of other things, of other pictures. He had a picture of the Mool Mantra. And the Sikhs who went on that yatra looked at that picture and said, "You're the president of Pakistan. You're a Muslim. Why have you got this picture of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji's Mool Mantra? Have you only put this up there to impress us because we've come here to your country?" And he said, "No," and he told them about the story of his childhood. And he said, "Every time I would take an exam, I would read the Mool Mantra. And then when it started working, I started reading the Mool Mantra every day. I started waking up early in the early hours, and I wouldn't read the Panjanivaj, what they have to do." He says, "All I read is the Mool Mantra of Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, and I read it constantly over and over. And then I joined the army. From the army, I became a general. From the general, I became the president of Pakistan. And all this is because of the Mool Mantra of Tan Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji." Now, he was a Muslim who found Gurbani, the Mool Mantra, who gave him everything. So we have made that decision many, many years ago that we put Sikhi and Guru Sahib Ji to the side, because we want to develop materialistically. But there's an example, not from a Sikh, from somebody of a different faith, that Sikhi actually helps them materialistically. So maybe our mindset, we have this opportunity now to change. We should change in our sense. We already know that Gurbani is going to help us spiritually, but Gurbani also helps us materialistically. So maybe we should put that together and join this path of Sikhi. Join this path of Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji. Initially starting from Naam Japna, Vandage Shakana Kirt Karni, and then hopefully developing to the 10th Guru's teachings of taking Amrit, obviously the Panjbani, Satbaniya, the Panjakakar, and staying away from the Bajrakrads. And let me tell you one more thing. If we think each Guru is different, they are not, they're one and the same. They are the same Jyot of Akal Purakh Waheguru, the true Lord God. God stands for the giver. He gives us everything, he organizes everything, and he delivers us. How does he deliver us? He takes us from the 8.4 million lives and he delivers us back into that himself, so we're one with Waheguru. And the 10 Gurus are all that light, and now that light is contained in Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. And the way to make a relationship with Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is to recite his bani. That is the only way. And just like Ayub Khan recited the bani of Mool Mantar, it doesn't matter what we recite. We can recite Waheguru Mantar, we can recite Mool Mantar, we can recite Japji Sahib. Whatever we recite, Guru Sahib Ji will protect us and they will help us develop not only materialistically but also spiritually. And we only find that in the Sad Sangat by coming to the Gurdwara constantly and partaking in the Sangat. And then obviously, Sage Sahabi Sarv Sukh, we gain all those pleasures because Waheguru Ji has come to our home. Hun Dukha Nahi Jai. Now, you might think to yourselves, if you just translate that in Punjabi straight, Hun Dukha Nahi Jai, all the dukkha, they're not going to go anywhere. That's what that sounds like. But actually, Jai in this Shabad stands for Jaga, stands for place. So this end bit, Hun Dukha Nahi Jai, so we say Jaga, place, there is no place for any dukkh. We have no, because Waheguru Ji has come to our home, not only our physical home at home, but also our body as a home. We are one with Waheguru. There is no dukkh anywhere. We don't get no disease. The panch jor are taken away from us. We are all positive because we are in control of ourselves. And actually, not we are in control egotistically, but we are in control because we are one with Waheguru. We become Waheguru-like. And so all that dukk, there is no place for dukk, and we are given all the pleasures.
Ich punni vad bhagani var paya har rai.
Var paya har rai. Har rai translates to the king, the lord, Waheguru. And now we get given that var, ich punni. Punni he means puri, icha. Ich means icha. All our thoughts, all our wants become complete because we are vad bhagani, we are blessed. Because we've come to the Sad Sangat, we've taken on the teachings, the two wings, we've taken them on, we recite the name of the Lord, we do seva of the Sad Sangat, and so all our Ichha, just like Ayub Khan's Ichha to become the president, he was answered, all our Ichhama, everything we ask for will be given to us. What we ask for materialistically, but also our Ichha of breaking free from the cycle of births and deaths, we are given that because we become one with the Lord.
Mil sahiya mangal gavahi geet govind alai.
Geet govind alai. Govind, obviously Waheguru. Waheguru, that description of Govind is go meaning this prithvi, this earth, this world, the protector of this world, Govind. Geet govind alai. We're going to sing the praises, the geet. We're going to sing the geet, and as we're going to do, Upai Sukhvinder Singh has arrived, and we're going to sing those praises after this. We're going to sing those praises. So we can be given everything. How are we going to sing those praises? Mel sahiya mangal gavahi. We're going to sing the mangals. We're going to sing those praises by joining with our friends, our sahiliya. Because we're all the wives of the Lord, if we think individually, we're going to sit with them in the Sad Sangha, then we're going to sing those praises. But when we go away from here, how are we going to continue meeting with these friends? Well, sahiya can also be translated to our indriya, our senses. We have five senses which we get taught about in school. They are called gyanindriya. Our sense of touch, smell, hearing, taste, and sight. They're called gyanindriya. They're our friends as well. They're our sahiliya. But also we have karmindriya. We have five senses which we do actions with, which we do karam with. Our two feet, our two hands, and our mouth. All of our actions are done by those five things. Two feet, two hands, and our mouth. So with those indriya, those 10 indriya, those 10 senses, the gyan indriya and the karma indriya, we sing the praises. So when we go away from here, when we're not in the Sad Sangat, with our senses, we're going to focus on the Lord's name. We're going to recite the Lord's name. But with our karma indriya, what actions are we going to do? We're going to do the seva of the Sad Sangat. We're going to do selfless service. We're going to manj those batte. We are going to do chaur sahib of the King of Kings. We're going to do the seva of anybody who is needy. Gareeb ka mool guru ki golak. We're going to do the seva. But we're not going to do the seva and feel pride about it. We're going to do the seva because all we want is the khushiyan, the happiness, the blessings from Akal Purakh Waheguru Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So we're going to get that opportunity now to sing those praises of Waheguru. And that's why Waheguru is always going to protect us and help us.
Har jeha avarna disai koi duja lavai na lai.
And barabar of Waheguru har jeha. There's no one har jeha avarna disai. We won't be able to see anybody on that level or barabar of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. Koi duja lavai na lai. I'm not going to go anywhere else. Because another thing that's happened in this modern world as we've developed, we want quick fixes. And when we think we come to the Gurdwara because we feel we can't speak to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, as the Sikhs might have spoke to Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, or the Sikhs might have spoke to Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji. We feel we can't speak to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. The way to speak to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji is reciting his Bani. We speak and they speak back. We read to them the Gurbani, and through the teachings of the Gurbani we are reading, they speak back to us. But we don't feel we've built that relationship. So what we want is a quick fix. And what have we started to do? We have started going outside. We've started to go elsewhere. Where have we started to go elsewhere? Sometimes we go to different faiths. We don't come to the Gurdwara. We start going to whole places of worship. Now, which is fine. Everybody is respectable. Whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Hindu, whether you're a Buddhist, whether you're a Jew. Every faith is respectable. But you imagine if somebody comes to you to ask for your advice, and then they go ask a third person, and a fourth person, and a fifth person, you probably think, well, Jim, Minnubi Puchaya, if he's asked them, let them sort it out for him. That's how we think. I'm not saying Guru Sahib Ji thinks like that, but you can imagine if we're going place to place, who's going to get help first? The people who are going to get help first are those who come only and only in the sanctuary of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. They're going to be first with the blessings. And then we, who may go every other place, it might take longer for us to get our blessings. So therefore, we don't think we're going to get nothing. So we start going to these other places. So we either go to other places of worship. And then secondly, we go to different peers, different people who claim to be very spiritual, but actually they're joining you with themselves. They tell you to do different things. They tell you to go do puja or worship of stones. They tell you to put strings around your body because that's the only way you get your quick fix. But actually they're putting you into their possession. They are putting you under their control. So it's coming back to that control thing again. You are now under their control. We've been given all these things. We've been given a kara, we've been given a karpan. These all things are for our protection. We don't need to go anywhere else. And because we've realized that, because Guru Sahib Ji has come to us and he's given us this bliss in this month, because we've sung his praises, we've come to the Sadh Sangat, we don't need anybody else. But the difficulty in this day and age now is, before it used to be another faith, or then it used to be a different type of bead. But the problem now, what we have in our community, we have people in our own faith who are joining you with them. And now it's very hard to even spot them. Because even they, in this garb, in this form, are saying, join with us. Now, how do we make a difference? We may not never know who is right and wrong. And maybe we shouldn't worry about who is right and wrong. Because all we need to do is come to the true Guru, who is 100% right, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. We don't need to go anywhere else. We don't need to find a second or third person, because all we need to do is come to the Sadh Sangat. From the Sadh Sangat, we'll sing their praises, we'll serve the Sadh Sangat, and we will be given everything, whether it's materialistically or whether it's spiritually. So we don't need to look anywhere else, because there is nobody as on the same level. There's nobody barabar of Waheguru, Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji.
ਹਾਲਤ ਪਾਲਤ ਸਵਾਰਿਓਨ ਨਿਹਚਲ ਦਿੱਤੀਆਂ ਜਾਏ
ਹਾਲਤ ਪਾਲਤ ਹਾਲਤ ਮੀਨਸ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਨਾਓ ਪਾਲਤ ਮੀਨਸ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ ਸੋ ਈਵਨ ਨਾਓ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਮੇਕਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਐਂਡ ਲੁਕਿੰਗ ਫਾਰ ਆਵਰ ਫਿਊਚਰ ਵੀ ਵੋਂਟ ਗੈਟ ਸੋਰਟਡ ਆਊਟ ਨਾਓ ਬਟ ਵੀਲ ਆਲਸੋ ਗੈਟ ਸੋਰਟਡ ਆਊਟ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਲਾਈਫ 100% ਸੋਰਟਡ ਆਊਟ ਸੋ ਵੇਅਰ ਐਵਰ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਵੀ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟਡ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਬਿਕਾਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਮਿਸ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਸੇਜ਼ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਸਿੱਖਸ ਟੂ ਹਿਸ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਡ ਦੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ. He gave everything. He gave his whole family. He gave his own personal children. He gave his parents. For who? For us today. He gave everything for us. Because he gave us that promise. He gave us the promise. Char moe to kya paya jeevat lakh hajar. I've got hundreds and thousands that are living. I don't worry about my four sons who have passed. He's worried about us. He gave us a promise that halat, this world, Palat, next world, Savarion, will be all sorted out for us. The problem is, he has kept his promise, Tan Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji, in the form of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. They have kept their promise. Are we taking that promise? If somebody who is given us, if somebody said to me today, and I walked downstairs, and they picked up a lottery ticket, and they said, here you go, you've won the Euro lottery, 16 million or billion pounds, wherever it is, I would never say no to it. And I'm sure everybody sat here would never say no to it. But the biggest promise we were given by Sri Guru Gobind Singh Sahib Ji is that everything will be sorted out. This world will be sorted out, materialistically and spiritually. Your next world will be sorted out. Why have we become so foolish and giving that promise away? We're giving it away because we are caught up in society. We're caught up in society and the male of society has come unto us. If you think of sheep, if you think of a shepherd who herds his sheep, now the sheep at the front know where they are going because the shepherd is usually at the back and the shepherd dog is at the front leading. Or vice versa, the shepherd dog brings the sheep together and the shepherd at the front leads the sheep. Now if you think at the front, the sheep at the front can see where the shepherd is taking it. The sheep at the back are being barked on by the dog to keep moving. What about the sheep in the middle? Do they ever know where they are going? Because they've got three or four sheep around this side, they've got two or three sheep in the front and at the back. They don't know where they're going. They're just being led by everything else. Every other sheep and the shepherd and the sheepdog. That's what we have become. Because we're in the middle of society. We're in the middle of society. We've given away our wings that we were given, we were blessed with when we came into this human form. When we came into this form of in a Sikh family. We have been offered those wings. We've been offered the promise. We've given away the promise and we've broken away those wings. And so our halat and palat, our world in this life, even though we might think materialistically we are sukhi, we've got, all of us have got many issues, many depressions, many problems. The only way to solve those problems is Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. But not only will they promise us this world, they promise us in the next world. Nehchal Aditi and Jai. Nehchal means a dole, means not waverable, immovable. We're, what happens to us, we become immovable because we're one with Waheguru, the ultimate immovable. Nehchal, lasting forever, infinite. So we become one with the Lord Waheguru and we become Nehchal. We cannot be moved because those we are in control because we are one with Waheguru. We are sorted out in this world and we're sorted out in the next world.
Sansar sagar te rakhyan bohud na janmai taaye.
Sansar sagar, this worldly ocean te rakhyan. Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji protects us in this world. We don't have to come back and forth, being born, dying, being born, dying. We've been ants, we've been through all these 8.4 million lives. We've been kire, we've been different animals. We don't remember that, we don't realize that. And in this modern age, we think that's all rubbish. This is just kahaniya that they tell us. It's all about this life. But the day we pass over, the day of judgment comes, we're going to have to answer at that point. When we answer at that point, what jawab are we going to give? What mukh, how are we going to go there? What are we going to say when we get questioned about what we did in this life? Because we're going to get sent backwards. But again, we've been given this opportunity. Think about those wings, Bani and Bana. Think about those wings. If we've got one of those wings, it's excellent. Let's attach the other wing. If we've got none of those wings, let's start attaching those both wings and making them stronger. Because when we've got both wings, we will fly. We will seriously fly and break free from coming and going. We won't have to be born again because we'll be in the bliss of Waheguru, one with Waheguru.
Jehva ek anek gun tare nanak charani paaye.
So now at the end of this sikhya, Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji, in the form of Sri Guru Arjan Dev Sahib Ji, is asking a question, is doing a binti. Jehva ek, we've got one tongue. Maybe this is what our mindset should be. Guru Sahib Ji is giving us what our mindset should be now. Jehva ek, we've got one tongue, Akal Purakh Waheguru. Anek gun, you've got aneka gun, you've got infinite guns, infinite qualities. How can I sing those praises? I've only got one tongue, how many praises can I sing of yours? And the answer is coming, Tare Nanak Charni Pai. Sri Guru Nanak Dev Sahib Ji is telling us, we don't worry about that. Don't feel that we're miles away from Waheguru. Because all you need to do to tar, to be saved, Guru Nanak Dev Ji is telling me, Charni Pai. Come to the Charan of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, come to the Sadh Sangat, and everything will be sorted out for you.
Falguna Nitya Salahiya Jesuno Tel Natamai.
Falgun Nit Salahiya. So in this month of Fagan, obviously named in Gurbani as Falgun Nit Salahiya, we should always sing the praises of Akal Purakh Waheguru. Jesuno Tel Natamai. Jesuno, who has no Tamai. Tamai means Tamagun. Tamagun, Rajogun and Satagun are three characteristics, how we get defined by. Tamagun is the least level of those. It's like an animalistic characteristic. It's like darkness. It's of no knowledge. And so in this translation, we're going to translate Tamai here as Agyan, no knowledge. Jisno Telana Tamai. Falgun Nitya Salahiya. So sing the praises forever of that person who has no Agyan, in other words, has all knowledge, and the only person who has all knowledge is Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So sing the praises of Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji, of Akal Purakh Waheguru, through reciting Gurbani and coming to the Sadh Sangat. And then we, in the same time, we will lose our no knowledge and we will be given knowledge of Waheguru, we will become one with Waheguru. As I've shared the teachings of this month, I'm sure I've made many mistakes and I may have offended many people. I beg for forgiveness if I've offended anybody. I pray to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji that not only does he bless yourselves, but myself and everybody here with Gur Sikhi in this life, so our halat balat can be sorted out. I hope Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji blesses us all with both wings and make them really strong while we're living, so we can experience that bliss that Guru Sahib Ji talks about. And I pray to Sri Guru Granth Sahib Ji that, as I've shared this teaching, I myself in this month sing the praises of Waheguru, and only you, the Sadh Sangat, can bless us with that. So I beg for forgiveness, and we're going to listen to this kirtan of Sukhvinder Singh now and sing those praises so we can be joined with Waheguru. Deho sajna si sidiyan jyo hova sahib syo mel
jehva ek anek gun tare nanak charni paaye phal gun nit salahi hai jisno tel na kamaaye
Waheguru ji ka khalsa Waheguru ji ki fateh.